Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. The number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. You actually get to control the content of the site, should you wish, or you can just surf around through it. But if you find something online that you think's interesting that you might like to have other people see, you can submit it as show prep on the site, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. Now, of course, you can take control of these airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We call it that because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week. So I've got something that's sort of like an email. It's a message that was sent to me on Facebook, and it's about a situation that has been kind of brewing down here, or up here, rather, in the Keene, New Hampshire area. For the last few years, a select group of them in this area, have been performing what would be called, probably best called, school outreach. We've been going to the local high schools and middle schools, as well as the college, and handing out information about freedom. You know, various different handouts, various different propaganda, getting it out there and trying to counteract the 8 hours a day, or how many hours a day, 7 hours a day, of government instruction that they've been receiving on a daily basis. This has historically been a fairly controversial form of activism, even within the liberty movement. Many people have very strong feelings about the idea of reaching out to young people.
And probably mostly because, there have been a couple of critiques. It's not just reaching out to young people. It's, some of the signs that have been had the past, there have been some critiques on. I think the School Sucks podcast, people interpreting it as the activists advocating against education.
Right. And, that was one of the first objections. Mm-hmm. And I remember at that time Meg changed her sign to read School Sucks Education Rules. Something like that, Education Rules School Sucks, to kind of point out that we're not against education, we're just against the government schools.
It might also be that people are sensitive to what others might interpret the activism as. So they might not be against the activism being done, but they're worried about how people will interpret it. Because people are so sensitive about children.
Children, right.
And right now I think that the interpretation is basically... is about whether or not you should go on the school property or just try to hand it out from the sidewalks or something.
Well, yeah. So initially it was the School Sucks meme that we were using, and that we did go ahead and change that. I think some of those critiques made sense. So recently, within the last year or so, we haven't been using the School Sucks meme. We've just been doing outreach, just handing out information to young people at the local schools. But that's offensive to people too, simply because of what Ali was touching on, and the idea that there's something somehow wrong with reaching out to young people. That I think some people acknowledge that young people are open-minded. They haven't had a set of beliefs for their whole life, and so therefore, I think it's pretty widely known that this is this could be an effective way of doing outreach. And so we've been going to these various schools, and some of the response has been pretty cold. Like it's been shockingly negative
from the students.
In some ways. From the students at one particular school. In this case, it's a school called the Monadnock Regional, which we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, and this is the southern high school. There's like one in Keene, there's a high school in Keene, and then there's this other one that's to the south a little ways. And this year was the first year we've ever gone to Monadnock Regional. We just focused on Keene schools up until recently, and there have been a series of videos that have been produced about this and been posted over at freekeen.com that kind of chronicle the progression of how things have gone. Right from the very get-go, we were immediately threatened by the man who we ended up finding out is the principal of the school. And he threatened us, you can't be here.
Being on the property.
Right. We told him, hey, this is public property, free speech, so we're not going anywhere. We're just going to hand this stuff out peacefully, and, we didn't do anything wrong, right? I mean, it's not wrong.
By we, you mean the people handing out the pamphlets.
Right. Yeah, we didn't do anything wrong.
Not
so,
the people on the air.
not the people
on the air.
Oh, you have not gone to this. No, I'd like to clarify. Mark has never gone to do school outreach, and Allie, I don't think you have.
I have at the middle school.
Oh, you have. Okay, that's right. That's right. And that was the day we got kicked off the middle school campus as well. They don't like it, and I think that the reason why they don't like it is because, well, they don't want the ideas of liberty getting into a high school or middle school campus, because it threatens to undo, you know, the indoctrination that they've been giving these kids for the last however many years of their life they've been going through this system.
Well, when we went to the middle school, the students were also really receptive, so I thought it was really positive.
I would think that they would probably treat a group of people that were saying handing out religious pamphlets or pamphlets basically of anything on the school property similarly.
They might.
I think that the first critique about the school sucks. I see what their concern was there, and I think that it was wise of the activists to change their activism. I think that at the same time, they're only being even-handed here by disallowing any kind of pamphleting on the school property.
Yeah, well, I think it's disturbing personally. The idea that
I think
it's
their
public
ideas
property,
are disturbing, but
it's
if
public
the only
property.
Way. No, it's not public property.
Well,
it's supposed to be.
It's funded by my tax dollars.
It's the only way that they can, enforce what they would enforce. Otherwise, everybody could go there and hand out whatever they wanted, whether it was Satanist material or child pornography or whatever it is.
That's something they should have considered before they set up these public schools.
Agreed, 100%. But I mean, you're talking about the tragedy of the commons consideration here, that you, Ian, are taxed in order to put this school. Maybe you're not taxed for this particular school.
We're taxed for all the schools, Mark. Schools receive money from the state and federal governments. So
we're all
everyone
taxed,
pays for every school.
We're all taxed in order to put these schools, put them to work. But we're not allowed to go on the campus, and we're not allowed to have any say in what the curriculum is.
Which I find disturbing, and I want to do everything I can to reach out to these young people. And unfortunately, there's a certain cadre of people at this particular school that has decided to take real nasty to the activists that have been doing this. And one day, there's a group of folks that came out to essentially confront us. And I have to say, I have a lot of respect for the guy that came out to do this, because we have video cameras, and he seemed pretty nervous about going out and kind of standing up to us, basically, and saying, hey, we don't want you here. You know, I speak for the student body in here, and then they don't want you here. And of course, obviously, he doesn't speak for everybody. That, you know, it's not a 100%. People at the school are not 100% in agreement that we shouldn't be there. There are just some people that don't think that we should. And really, what a lot of it comes down to is the idea that they have that it's their school, that because they go there, it's their school, and so therefore they should be able to decide who can and can't come on the campus.
So they get a funny little reception the year after they graduate, trying to come back and hand out information.
Well, right. It wouldn't be their school, I guess, at that point. And so this has resulted, kind of this whole controversy, it's been happening over the last several months, the last maybe 4 months, basically, since December, somewhere around there. We've been going to this school about once a month and handing out information, and just recently I was banned from the school campus. I was given a no trespass order, as was Kelly Voluntarist, also from freekeen.com. They also served Derek J., our Tuesday night co-host, with a no trespass order today. We've been kind of the three people that have been going there the most often, and so we've now, at this point, all three of us have been banned from the campus. We went back today, and Kelly and I stood outside of the campus boundary, so we were on the side of the road. We were trying to hand out some thanksbutnotanks.com information about the Bearcat that's coming here, this military attack vehicle. We were trying to get the information about that out, and it seems like things are, like, the reception is colder now than it's been in the past. It's interesting how
groups work, I'm afraid.
Right, how this is all developing. A lot of, in the very beginning, many people were very receptive to what we were handing out, and it seems
you're
like...
You're not cool.
Yeah, you've become uncool.
What a surprise.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I've got an email from one of the students at the school that I'd like to share here in a moment. 855-453, just to give you some idea of just how mixed up some of these guys are. It's Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from Clifftop Sorrento, favored among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure. Or visit us at Trafalgar.com and see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. Toll-free number 855-453. This is SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Again, freetalklive.com. Features like our mobile site. You can head over to m.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast, m.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Liberty-minded people are getting together in the same place to work together or separately towards achieving liberty, because not everybody within the movement agrees on exactly the right tactics to go after more freedom. But the point is that we all do agree in general that we need more of it, that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, of course, many of us don't believe there should be any maximum role for government at all. So within the Free State Project, there are a number of viewpoints. But overall, the overarching thread that brings us all together is that we need way less government than we currently have. And hundreds of people have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are thousands who have pledged to make the move. And many of those thousands, hundreds of them, will be here this weekend. Next weekend. 1 week from tonight, we will be broadcasting live.
It feels like it's so close.
It is really close. We'll be broadcasting live from the upcoming Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. And it's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, which is where it's been the last several years. And as I mentioned, we're going to be there live, and there are going to be all kinds of special guest speakers, people like Peter Schiff, the investment advisor, Prax Girl. She's going to be there. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine will be in attendance, which I'm pretty excited about because we've been talking with Mark and Jody from Cannabis Culture for a long time on this program. Also, Carlos Miller, the heroic photographer who has been arrested multiple times for simply doing his job and photographing crime scenes or photographing cops on duty. He's going to be in attendance, as well as probably like a dozen other speakers. There are going to be panel discussions. I've asked to be on the, they've requested that I be on the civil disobedience panel, which will be happening, I believe, on Friday. So panel discussions, speakers, I believe there's going to be luncheons, banquet dinners, I mean, after hours parties. It's a great time. So come on out. It's not too late to get registered over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. But I did hear that if you want to get in on the dinners and the luncheons, you have to be registered by the 19th. So that's this weekend. You have to be in by Sunday at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's just because of the way the RSVPs work for planning the meals and all that. If you don't, you can still get into the Liberty Forum if you're later than Sunday. You can even walk in the day of, but you're not going to be able to enjoy the banquet dinners and the luncheons. So keep that in mind.
And they're a great deal.
You know, for the whole package, you're looking at, what, $209, I think, is the current price of the VIP package?
Last time
I
looked. That's
3 days. That's the whole weekend. That's Thursday through Sunday, plus including meals. So, plus, you, on top of that, you're going to have to pay for your own hotel, obviously, and whatever travel costs you have. But for the actual cost of the convention, to keep it around $200 is incredible. You can actually get it below $200 if you use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10% on the already low convention rates. At freestateproject.org/libertyforum, again, the discount code FTL2012. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We've got Glarnetta calling from Ohio. Glarnetta, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, good evening. How are you this evening?
Hey, good evening to you. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I would like to make a comment in regards to the statement that the brother made about whether or not it would be appropriate for President Obama to make a statement in regard to Whitney Houston's home going.
Well, first off, I don't know if you're listening to the same show that, or you're calling the same show that you're listening to, but if you can tell me a little more about what you're talking about, I'll be happy to comment on it.
Okay. The show that I'm listening to, as I said, I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio, 12:30 a.m., The Buzz. Okay? And the brother that's speaking, he asked, the first question was, how do the general public feel about President Obama making a statement about Whitney Houston's home going, about her death?
Did he make a statement?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Did he make a statement about that?
I beg your pardon?
I'm asking you, did Obama make a statement about Whitney Houston?
No. That's not what the host of the radio show said.
So we're talking about in theory, what if he did make a statement? Is that the question?
Right.
So if...
Would it not be appropriate? At least I thought that's how I understood his question.
And what do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I feel that it would be quite appropriate. Of course it would be appropriate for President Obama to make a statement in regards to her home going. That's what we call death in my family, when a person is going home.
Well, Well, yes, I don't see why it would be. I don't see why it would ever be inappropriate for someone to comment on, you know, the passing away of another human being. I don't think
there has been some controversy over Chris Christie. You know,
the governor
of New Jersey, having the flags at half staff over Whitney Houston's death. Some people have, you know, said that she's a drug addict and she, you know, why in the world would you do this? You should do it for only military and, you know, police officers and things like that. And I don't really, you know, I tend not to agree with it. I think that, you know, Whitney Houston did some fine things for New Jersey as a state. And, you know, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I don't see what the issue is. Ellie, any thoughts on this?
I guess it would depend on what his statement was. If he used it to make a statement about how pharmaceuticals are taking over people's lives and killing lots of people, then, yeah, I would think that was kind of cool, I guess. But I doubt he would say that, yeah. So I don't know.
He's probably in with the pharmaceutical lobby. So, hey, Glarnetta, how is it that you feel about Obama after, you know, a few years of him being president now? Is he everything you thought he'd be? Did you support him initially?
Yes, I did vote for President Barack Obama. Yes, I did. And I will be honest with you, because God knows my heart. I voted for him, first of all, because I am a Democrat and I stand for democracy. And second of all, because he is African-American. Okay?
Okay.
Is that really a reason to vote for someone?
Because they stand for democracy and I'm a Democrat?
No,
the latter portion. Well, I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, yeah, because I'm African American. But don't get what I'm saying twisted, okay? Because let me say this to you.
Hold on before you go on that, Glarnetta. I just, you know, I don't really like the idea of race myself. I think it's divisive. I think it keeps people separated, and I think that's a problem.
We were all created equal in the sight of God, okay?
I tend to believe that.
All as human beings. Love one another as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And
indeed.
I serve a God of love. I don't know about you, but I serve a God of love.
I do, too, which is why I'm confused. Are you happy with Obama? Because he's been killing people around the world, and I'm just wondering if you consider that loving.
I did not personally. I witnessed him killing nobody, okay? Wars and rumors of wars have been going on since the beginning of time. I witnessed him kill nobody, and I hope and pray to God that he hasn't. Even if he was a veteran, if he did it then, that was his society.
No, I don't mean he's killed them by his own hand. He sent military troops to other countries to kill people there, and I find that pretty unpeaceful. I thank you for the call, Glarnetta. Appreciate hearing from you. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. We invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Head over to enjoy the features that we have for you there, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. You just click and download and take a bunch of them. You can grab as many as you'd like. They're all completely free. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
Yeah, check out gold.freetalklive.com. It is a page that we've made to make it easy for you to find some of the best prices on gold and silver in the internet. You can comparison shop there, and when you do shop for your gold and silver coins and pieces at gold.freetalklive.com, you'll be helping Free Talk Live. Check out by the way, for you big Austrian economics fans, the Ludwig von Mises silver pieces available over there at gold.freetalklive.com.
I love my Mises pieces.
I want one.
Go right on over there and get it.
Okay.
855, that's gold.freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
855-453, the number here. Drew is in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Drew.
Hi, how's it going?
That's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your earlier talk with regard to protesting outside the school or handing out information outside the school, but I just thought the whole entire situation is really hilarious, because on the inside of that school, they're being taught, you know, you can petition your government and you should, you know, be a good citizen and you should, you know, try to inform other citizens of things, whereas on the outside you're being corralled and you're being told to leave.
Yeah, the students, apparently quite a few of them, can somehow keep in their mind this dichotomy. You know, they can say that, you know, we've got a participatory democracy where we can educate, our fellow citizens, except for these people out here.
You know, it's interesting because I realized after public school that it was never made clear to me that all my teachers were government bureaucrats and that this was the government school. You know, I never really thought about how it was public school and so taxes paid for it and how they're under the supervision of the government. None of that was really explicitly explained to me or anything like that.
Well, and not only that though, but when you're in early ages of school, who are they always you're always seeing pictures and you're being told stories about how great the policemen and the firefighters and the teachers all are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you always say that, oh, yeah, the teachers need to be paid more and so on and so forth. The firefighters or so on and so forth need to be paid more. Where they are, in fact, the public servants that are, you know, kind of in a big game together.
Sure. I remember when I was living in Florida, there was one of those ballot measures where they brought the kids out to the sides of the roads, so like the school teachers brought the school children out to do sign wavings, like, you know, vote for me.
Cheerleaders on the side of the road saying, give me a penny, because it was a penny tax, sales tax increase. I mean,
as though they were going to see a dime of it. No, it's all going to go to pensions and things like that. And there's so much that they don't understand, and you know, they keep them in the dark alley for good reason. I mean, why should they be telling them how things really work? They're just there to indoctrinate them into the system, as John Taylor Gatto points out, turn them into basically as drone-like as possible, make them worker drones, worker bees, so they go and get out of government school, get a job, start their career, work for some mega corporation for the rest of their lives, and then retire at age 65 and suck off the teat of the state for the remainder of their lives. And it's really sad, and I feel like anything that we can do to get the ideas of liberty into young people's hands is worthwhile, but it's become a pretty, you know, tricky process with a fair amount of pushback coming from some of the students at this one school that we've been attending. And, like, I even had things thrown at me today as I was standing on the side of the road.
Well, is there any way for you to, like, I guess, get addresses or something like that, so rather than being at the school, you could do mailers instead?
Well, I don't have the money to do
mailers. Mailers are really expensive.
You know, doing direct mail is incredibly, incredibly expensive and time-consuming as well, unless you want to hire someone as a direct mail company.
You wouldn't have any problem doing this at the college, though, right? I mean, you could do all your...
Actually, this week we did have an issue at the college. We were doing outreach there. We went to both the college and the high school this week. And at the college, we literally handed out hundreds of flyers. We don't have as much of an issue, but then we went into the student center where the lady who claimed to be in charge of the student center decided that we shouldn't be there because there's some rule they have against approaching students, that we can just stand there and let them come to us or something like that, or, I don't know, put a stack of flyers out and let them take them on their own, but to approach someone and ask them a question is apparently against the rules. And of course, you know, we didn't really pay much attention to her because we were going to be leaving soon anyway. But it's usually easier to get away with college outreach because you can blend better there. I mean, if you're 20 or 30 at a college, you'll look like everybody else at the college, right? So, no, we haven't had as much trouble on the college campuses. And people have not been nasty on the college campus. They've been very open-minded. So, that hasn't been an issue at all. Anything else you want to comment on here tonight, Drew?
No, but I think Mark made an excellent point earlier about the tragedy of the commons and how the schools are a perfect example of that. Who actually owns the schools and can decide who can learn what there is just a fascinating topic on its own.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate the call tonight, and if some of these young people can take a look at the tragedy of the commons, I've certainly suggested it. As I mentioned over at the Free Keen Facebook page, for the last couple weeks, there have been several posts by some of these students, some of these very upset students that, you know, this is our school, and you can't be here, you shouldn't be here, and we don't want you here. And of course, they don't speak for everybody, but they firmly believe in this idea of democracy, and they believe that the majority can vote away the rights of the minority. I have not, obviously I can't put words in all their mouths, but the ones that are really fervent about this, when I've asked them the question, well, does a majority vote get to remove the rights of the minority? Basically, they acknowledge that, yeah, they believe that it does.
And the evidence is very, very strong for that position here in this country. You know, I wonder... They always talk about, you know, situations of people coming in and sort of doing, talks to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you guys could get, you know, negotiate essentially from this standpoint. Okay, you tell you what, you let us speak to every single eighth grader in a classroom environment and give us, you know, X amount of time for, a presentation and questions, then we'll stop pamphleting.
Well, I think that would be awesome, and I know Pete Ayer from copblock.org has been talking about setting something like that up, and I think that's a fine idea. But it's interesting how things have kind of digressed, I guess, that we started out doing this outreach and was very well received. Many people were very friendly, lots of waves, lots of reception of what we were handing out, and it's just kind of dropped off to where now there were a lot of middle fingers, a lot of shouting, a lot of anger.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Familiarity breeds contempt? I don't know.
I don't know. We know that there's certain popular kids in the school that are against us being there. that apparently this principal's brand new to the school and that a lot of kids like him, which to me is just mind-boggling. It's an experience I don't understand.
It looks like you lost the war for hearts and minds.
You've got to win the popular kids. That's what you did wrong. You have to win over the popular kids.
I don't know how you can do that.
Find out what bands they listen to. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it's a learning experience.
You know,
I'm
for pamphleting, and I've recommended pamphleting over and over again.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to get too upset with you guys for going on the school campus and doing it. I understand the concern that the principal has and all that stuff. And essentially, by going on the school campus, you set yourself up against this guy. And it looks like you picked, you know, the wrong guy to set yourself up against for whatever reason.
I don't think anyone set anyone up against anyone.
Well, when you go on the campus and you vilify the principal, take a look at that first video. Okay.
No, I've seen the video.
Okay, and you can go
to freekeen.com and click on government schools in the category government schools.
Sides are taken. Okay, within that video, and so you know if the kids are on the side of the principal, or if some of the
Which
kids are on the side of the principal.
Which is the most bizarre thing to me. Like I remember in high school, this never would have been the case with my school. Like maybe it was just the circles I ran in, but I can't even imagine more than a handful of kids like coming to the defense of the high school principal. I mean, to say things like, he's our principal.
The principal's like the president to them.
Apparently so, except a very, very popular president, at least.
Well, right, he's new, he's made all these promises,
yeah.
He hasn't had a chance to break all the promises, so they really have high expectations of him.
Yeah, all right, there's more coming up here.
Change, dude.
Certainly things can change. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Derek J., we were just talking with him today, and you know the suggestion is maybe we're in the they fight you portion of the Gandhi. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then
this
they fight you.
This is the problem, though. These guys persist, and they're huge.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Yeah, it makes us want to go back. It's Free Talk Live.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. SACL CAI toll free line 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you can show support for Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And we'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, whether young or old, it's never too late to come across the principled ideas of liberty. And that's what we can help people do here. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Alex in Tennessee. You're talking about reaching out to government school children. I don't like using the term children for teenagers, personally.
Young adults.
But young adults attending government school. Alex in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk about, I guess, my experience in government school.
Sure.
I can't say I learned a whole lot, but I did have one positive experience because of one teacher who pretty much introduced me to the ideas of liberty and a very, you know, he was like the head of the local Libertarian Party, which, you know, I don't really, you know, they don't really mean a whole lot to me, but he was sort of the first person that I'd met who brought up that the fact that there were ideas outside of the two-party system. He would in one class he actually showed us the third party debate in 2000.
So, oh wow, that must have been an eye opener.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I mean, you had although the only people who seemed to make any sense were Perry Brown and. Then to a lesser extent, since I hadn't really developed a lot of my own ideas at the time, I could maybe say, oh, Ralph Nader's not a total nutbag, but the Constitution Party guy, I remember, he was a little scary.
Yeah, the Constitution Party guys tend to be a little on the theocratic side, a little religious.
That was a little scary. And then the Natural Law Party guy, he was interesting.
The Natural Law had a party was had a candidate, and this was in
2000.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, they did.
Okay,
his name was John.
John Hagelin.
John Hagelin. Yeah, that was it. But this teacher did make a very positive impression on me. Despite the fact that it was a government school, he actually tried to, he tried to, you know, he's very, he's probably the most popular teacher in the school because of, he actually tried to open people's eyes about the fact that there are different ideas out there.
There have been, you know, I had those experiences too with teachers that were really unique, and they, you know, they helped me make connections that I otherwise wouldn't have. So no doubt, I mean, there can always be value in these institutions, but I think overall the brainwashing is very, very intense.
Yeah, and you know, specifically in public schools, you'll have people that are they tend to sort of, I mean, you know, they want to work in an environment where competition isn't necessarily, you know, fostered, because public school doesn't have any competition whatsoever. So they, you know, they want to be in an environment like that where they don't have to deal with competition or anything like that. And public, in fact, private school teachers, they don't work in a competitive environment either. So you're, at the very best, you're dealing with essentially an employee mentality, and at your worst, you're dealing with a socialist employee mentality.
Yes, that was the mentality there. We actually had one teacher who was you know, was a self-proclaimed socialist, and the two of them actually debated each other, I think, for several of their classes, which was kind of interesting.
That does sound really interesting.
Right on.
I was never part of that, but some of my friends were in those classes. But the only positive thing that I can say that came out of my public, well, any of my formal education, the only things I've ever really learned are things I've wanted to learn myself.
I certainly learned some things in public school, but I think I, you know, or in school in general, but I think that my stuff began to diminish as things went, the value began to diminish as time went by.
No doubt. Alex, thanks for the call and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What were your experiences like, Allie? You were the most recent of the three of us in government school.
I didn't know what to compare it to,
right,
because that's all I've ever been to. But, yeah, I mean, for me, it made learning a chore. I think I have disenchantment issues with certain subjects. Though otherwise, I would just be, oh, I'm not familiar with chemistry. I don't really know if I like it or not. I know that, in my experience, I do not like chemistry, and there's no reason for that.
Right, they burned me on some things, too, like that. Like, history was so boring in government school.
I've always enjoyed history and enjoyed it there, but, you know,
I just didn't care about the damn Sumerians and what the hell they were doing. It was so uninteresting, and it was all note-taking, just rote note-taking, day in, day out, looking at transparencies.
It was a cheating learning laboratory, though. I mean, you know, you learned how, especially in public school, how to cheat and cheat well.
This is true. I remember in one math class, I think it was pre-calculus, I had left the gifted school that I was going to for a while, and I left in my 12th grade year because my GPA wasn't good enough to get the scholarship that was offered to young people in Florida.
Okay, the
by the state, what they called Bright Futures or something
Florida
at the time.
Academic, yeah, or whatever.
And so I needed to bring my GPA up, and I wasn't willing to put any extra effort in, so I just left the gifted school, went to the regular school, and immediately went, my grades went from C's and B's up to straight A's.
Just jumped.
Just from going there, and, you know, putting in no more effort than I was putting in at the other school. And the math class was involved in a cheating on such a large scale that I was in. It was really mind-boggling. Like, the woman who was teaching the class was this obese beast of a woman who would just basically sit on her chair and kind of roll around up front of the classroom. And she would, when people were taking a test, she would busy herself with grading other tests. And would pay absolutely no attention.
She could concentrate like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm. Would pay absolutely no attention to what was going on. I mean, literally, people were handing information across the aisles, just, you know, obviously just cheating. I mean, it was incredible.
Well, you know, it's got to, I just remember my chemistry teacher, and he's got to be, you know, dead at this point, God bless him. How many students would fail, you know, first semester, second semester, and then ace the exam? And then, you know, like, get low grades, C's and D's, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's a WASP F, as far as I was concerned. But they, you know, I do poorly the first and second semester, get an A on the exam. Because during the exams, they'd have 3 different days worth of exam periods, yeah. You know what I mean? And so, you know, people would pass these things around, mm-hmm. and they just couldn't stop it. I don't know, you know, they tried and tried, but I you know, I've got to say, I was one of those kids that was hawking exams in the hall.
Wow. Nice. So I remember that I kind of regret cheating in the Spanish class that I took, because I wish I knew Spanish better now.
But I didn't cheat in Spanish class, and I'm not very good at Spanish. I think that you need to go somewhere where there's Spanish-speaking.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly optimal, but I learned to speak some level of Spanish by, you know, choosing to study it on my own.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I wish I had.
It's about choice. Learning is about choice.
And that's what they take out of it at the government school. They take out the choice. Oh, yeah, they'll let you choose between music or art or computers, or at least that's how it was at my school. You could choose, like, an elective. But otherwise, you didn't get to choose anything. They put you where they put you, and you either passed or failed.
And Spanish is
awful.
It's a great example, because I remember it being largely based on humiliation. Like, if you hadn't learned your vocabulary words, you'd be called out to say something, and then you wouldn't know. And then now you're terrified of speaking Spanish out loud. At least that was my experience. I would only speak it when I was at home in practice. But then when I got in the classroom, I didn't want to, you know, even try.
1-855-450-FREE. You're certainly welcome to share your government school experiences with us. 855-450-FREE.
Even if you have studied, what's the benefit of going up in front of the room and doing well or poorly? I mean, you know, self-aggrandizement?
Right.
You know, I mean, that does not speak to everyone. Certainly speaks to me. But it doesn't speak to everyone. And at that point, to some extent, public school has this kind of culture of dumbing down. You know, like, it's not cool to be smart, so kids don't want to do that.
Yep.
All right, so there's more coming up here. 855-453. I do have an email here, a message from a young lady that goes to the school where many people are very upset with us passing information out.
Let's hear
to
what she's got to say
there. We'll share that if we get a chance here coming up. Also, take your calls about anything. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.